Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
A man who covers such things in his duties as, like, emperor host. He's like the man. Every time I turn it on, he's right there on the NFL Network. He's Andrew Siciliano. Hello, buddy. How are you?
Hello, guys. Emperor, like, I mean, are there, like, royal trappings, or is there some kind of, is there a castle? There's something that comes with this.
I think there is. It depends on what kind of a job your agent did. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, I have no idea. I hope you guys are
why
doing
do I
well.
Feel like... I'm sorry. I feel like we're eating like a gigantic piece of beef at medieval times right now. I don't know why I have this feeling about this conversation.
Yeah. Let's not go to medieval times. I mean,
No. Were you surprised when J.J. Watt shows up bare on the Twitter wearing an Arizona Cardinals shirt?
Yes. So I was working from home yesterday, and so that broke, what, roughly, I think, 12:55 your time. We're coming on at 1. I was just making another cup of coffee and heading downstairs to the home office. And in the 90 seconds, 2 minutes, whatever it took for me to get a cup of coffee and go downstairs, and I start, you know, putting my IFB on, and I look down and I see the tweet on the screen there. And I'm like, oh, did someone having fun there? What is that? And they go, oh, no, that just happened. I said, really? So I will. Thank God we have a new lead, because there's nothing else to talk about. The A block is going to just be a bunch of chicken salad. You know what I'm saying? Making chicken salad. So, I was surprised, to be blunt. I don't think anyone saw that coming. Rarely, and I think this is a good thing. Credit to JJ and his crew. Rarely in this day and age, with everything leaked to very good reporters that cover the sport, is anything a surprise? This was a surprise, so good for that.
Just for those who are not television, don't have a television encyclopedia, IFB is the thing that you wear in your ear.
Correct.
And A-Block is the very first segment of a television.
The start of the show. Look, you guys know this. I mean, you guys are doing a radio show every day. There are countless days, I have no doubt, where you look at each other 2 minutes before the show and say, what the bleep are we going to talk about?
Are you kidding?
We never.
We plan them out a week ahead of time, man.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of shows you're doing, but the guy in the flannel shirt has us. Yeah. We know what we're doing 3 months from now, just so you know.
Oh, yeah.
Well, listen, we love our jobs. It beats digging ditches, but there are some days you're like, what the hell are we talking about? So yesterday was one of those days you're like, hey, hope we get some breaking. I say that every day in the offseason. Let's get some breaking news. Matter of fact, I like mapped out a few weeks ago. Can we do like one big quarterback move every week and just like map it out? And then that would just kind of, you know, carry us through the offseason. And this was perfect. J.J. Watt on a Monday out of nowhere.
Be careful because Menigan's going to put you on the quarterback carousel here, and you don't want to.
Yeah,
it sounds bad. It's rusty.
I don't care.
It's nasty.
But yes, it was a surprise he went to the Arizona Cardinals, and everybody wants to say, "Oh, he didn't go to a winner. He doesn't want to win." Well, first of all, the check is a nice check. So I mean,
yeah.
anyone who wants to call a player out for taking the best contract, you do the same in your normal life too. You turn down the job that pays a little bit more, but might be a little bit of a further commute. Sure, tell me when you do that. Number one, number two. Who says the Cardinals can't be a contender? Now, I do think they're, if everyone is healthy, potentially the number four team in that division. So, you know, he's got some lifting up on his shoulders to do of the rest of the team. But they have a quarterback heading into his third year, which you would have to think, like Baker last year, that's your biggest year. Go ahead, step up and show that you can do it. You do have Chandler Jones. You do have DeAndre Hopkins. There are certainly other pieces there, but it is a tough division.
Reports out there.
From
Arizona, that the Browns and Colts offered more money. Other reports, Arizona had the absolute top dollar. let's just say the Browns were really in on this. What's it tell you that if he didn't choose the Browns, does it mean anything one way or the other? We put pros and cons on it.
Nope. There's literally nothing to read about the Browns about this in any way, shape, or form, or any other team. This was a person making a lifestyle and a family and a personal decision to go play for the Arizona Cardinals. I mean, that the majority of free agent moves, and I think this is a good conversation to have now, the majority of free agent moves that will happen on March 17th or the day shortly thereafter are personal decisions based on family, finances, and so many other things. Yes. Sometimes it does truly come down to the money's the same, where am I going to win? Yeah, sometimes it does. Other times it's where do I want to live? Where do I want to play? What are the personal relationships that I have in the building? J.J. Watt and DeAndre Hopkins played together for how many ever years? 8 years, whatever it was, in Houston. Now they're reunited there. Arizona, a tax-friendly state with beautiful weather. I mean, those things have to be considered as well. Maybe he wanted to get out of the AFC. I mean, who knows? The idea that he turned down the Browns, or the Packers, or the Bills, or the Steelers, or the Canadian Football League, if there ever had been an offer from there, I would not really read much into that. And I have no idea what the contract offers were. Mike Florio, who I don't always go quote Mike Florio. But Florio and PFT made the point this morning that until you actually see the paper, until you actually see the contract, and this is a point I always do make on my own, let's not jump to conclusions about what the contract truly is until we see it filed.
I still like the fact that even if these reports are out there that the Browns may have offered more money. Like, to me, that just kind of says, look, our ownership wants to be in the game. Even if we're not going to land the player, we want fans to know that we care. I just don't know. Like, Jeff and I were talking about, does J.J. Watt fit into that Andrew Berry, Paul DePodesta world of, you know, this is kind of, I don't know, like, hype situation where, you know, where we've already gone down that road with Baker Mayfield once, and it was kind of like, you know, you look at it and you're like, oh, my God, this would be so cool. J.J. Watt jersey, Myles Garrett, I'm coming on. But I don't know that that fit into the analytics world, especially with his age and his injury history. Are you on the same page with me? Do you understand?
Yeah.
Where I'm going? Like, I was excited about it, but I never thought it fit.
So, yes and no. I want to be careful here. I'm not just shutting you totally down on this. I think there's some low-hanging fruit in some of that. Like, I think he watched a good football player, and he played 16 games last year. Yes, he has a long injury history. Absolutely. He can still play. Still a bunch of TFLs last year. He's still an effective player. And you put him opposite Myles Garrett, just as they're going to do now, opposite Chandler Jones. That's a really damn good defensive line. The Browns need to replace Olivier Vernon. They need some kind of edge, whether it's pure pass rush or just a good defensive end on the other side. So he would have made them better. You have to ask at what price, right? They have other free agents to sign. They have a defense, back end of the defense, and a linebacker. I mean, they have a lot of needs to address. Now they have the money to spend it. They have the money to spend to address those needs. But he's not the only need. Whether or not he fits into their economic map, I have no idea. He can still play. It would have been fun, but I wouldn't read too much into it. I don't know that the hype thing is much of a factor. I mean, certainly it's a high profile move, right? Would J.J. Watt opposite Myles Garrett all of a sudden make them, you know, the front of every magazine if people still read magazines on newsstands and overwhelm them with hype? I think if anything we've learned from Kevin Stefanski's first year, and I know we're going to hear from him later today, is that he is steady as he goes, and the organization and the building follow him in that regard. And I don't think J.J. Watt would have changed that if he had been the guy.
All right, let me just follow real quick. In your gut, in the beginning, did you think J.J. Watt was going to land with the Browns?
I had no gut. I'm not trying to be dismissive.
Okay.
I had no gut. No, I did not all of a sudden think the Browns were some kind of front runner, that it was an upset if he didn't go to the Browns. Not at all. Not at all.
Okay.
There are other needs. Clearly, if they had an interest in J.J. Watt, they know that they need to bring in talent on the defensive line. There seems to be plenty of it there. I'm sure they will. So that's a clear need. We talked a lot about wide receiver yesterday, and Jarvis Landry sends out some tweet that we're trying not to interpret about one door closes, another, you know, that whole thing. So whatever that means. Do you think that there's any part of this team where it looks like it's set, for instance, wide receiver, that they might shake up Andrew? Or are they just going to be straight, hey, we need this, we're filling this need this offseason?
That is a really good question. Obviously, linebacker with veterans whose deals are up needs to be addressed. The secondary, in almost every regard, not named Ronnie Harrison and Denzel Ward, needs to be addressed. You hope Grant Delpit comes back healthy, but it's an Achilles, and certainly the fact that it happened early in training camp helps him on the timeline here. The wide receiver position is interesting because Jarvis is, what, $15 million? And what you're looking at, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but roughly $30 million for two guys.
Yeah,
I've thought about that one, certainly. How much do you expect out of Peoples-Jones to get better in his second year? It is a deep wide receiver draft. I'd be stunned if they went wide receiver in the first round. But I do think that position is going to look a little bit different next year, certainly. There's the Njoku thing. Do you need depth on the O-line? You should be okay, and they had the magic touch last year with guys being able to step up, but you can't rely on that every year. You always have to restock. Look at the Chiefs. They get to the Super Bowl. They're without both tackles. Don't tell me that didn't change the game. It did. Trying to think where else. You're fine at quarterback. You're fine. They need corners, guys. Many of them. So there's that. They also, I think, personally need to address kicker, but that's just me. It's probably something you don't do in the draft.
And Parkey's a free agent, not that makes any difference. And Parkey's a free agent, not that that makes any difference. So.
Yes. No, they absolutely need to address kicker. I mean, they've tried. It's been a revolving door, I think, the last 3-4 years. The thing, I was having the conversation with a scout a couple of days ago about kickers, and not to replay Austin Seibert or Gonzalez, or it goes far beyond them. Matthew Gay, the Bucs gave up on him. He's now fine with the Rams. Daniel Carlson, the Vikings gave up on him. He's now, good with the Raiders, although he had his moments this year. If you're going to go get a young kicker, you better be patient, and it's hard to be patient. So you probably go get a veteran kicker because they've been bitten twice now by the young kicker thing the last 5 years.
17 games going to happen?
I believe it is, yes. Don't quote me, and please don't make it the Google headline here. But I believe... yes, I do believe it is likely going to happen. The Browns' 17th game would be the Cardinals, and from what I understand, it would be, in all likelihood, in Cleveland. So that's not locked in, but the formula is locked in because they agreed, unless something changes, they agreed to the formula a couple of months ago. It was kind of a story that didn't get a lot of attention, but it would be the NFC East against the AFC East, the NFC North against the AFC West, the NFC South against the AFC South, and the NFC West against the AFC North. And in all likelihood, the AFC teams will be the home games. We'll get the home games, at least year one. So the AFC North would be Seattle at Pittsburgh, the Rams at Baltimore, the Cardinals in Cleveland, and the Niners visiting Cincinnati. Those would be those four extra games for the division.
I just want to go back to one thing real quick. I'm just curious. Don't you think Cody Parkey, he didn't miss a kick in the playoffs last year. And so, and since they've moved the extra point back, I think the majority of the kickers have struggled at some point. Does he not deserve to come into camp and at least win his job back? Or do you really want to bring in another kicker?
I'm not. If you felt comfortable, then that's on you. I never felt comfortable with him the second half of the season kicking the football. That's just me, and I think there are games down the stretch where Stefanski's play-calling decisions I think it came up after the game. I can't remember which game more than once where it's like, well, we didn't think he could make it from 50, or we didn't feel – if you guys look at – look at some of these kickers around the league, you know, whether it's Gay or Zuerlein or Prater or Sanders, you know, you need to go find a guy that nothing's automatic from 50, but where he's a weapon from 50. And those guys don't grow in trees. I get it. But I'd feel a heck of a lot comfortable with a guy with more range.
If you're the Ravens, okay. You put Justin Tucker out there, you're feeling good. And that's what you're
right.
looking
Justin
for.
Justin Tucker's automatic. I mean, Justin Tucker obviously is going to be in Canton one day if kickers get in a little more easily. But to me, every Cody Parkey kick from distance looked like, me trying to I can't hit my driver, so let me just take out an iron and just try to burn some grass and get it up the fairway.
You
that's
just described my golf game. You just described the way I play the game.
Can't hit my 3-wood off the deck. Someone give me an iron, and maybe I'll get up a big divot, but it'll get there.
Yeah,
it'll get there.
I'll get home in 3.
Hey, Andrew, we're playing next time you come here. We're going out. You'll love it.
Oh no,
I don't pull out a driver at all.
I haven't picked up a club.
Perfect.
In a
that makes it even better.
Yeah,
that makes it even better.
Andrew, thank you, buddy.
Thanks, man.
Hey, how about that Andres Jimenez big hit on Sunday? I was listening on the radio. That was huge.
Oh, yeah, baby. Game on.
Yep. Yep. Get ready for 1-0 every night again this year. See ya.
Later.
Andrew Siciliano, NFL Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.